Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, wow. Need to sing in the car more. My voice just cracked. Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome back to the Bo Johnson Experience. I have to correct myself real fast. First, I buried the lead on LSU's 8th national championship of baseball. I didn't give you an update on the Jell-O shot board. And this is very important because you can still probably order Jell-O shots from Rocco's because most of this money goes to charity. There is the local food bank in Omaha that some of the money goes to, but then they write a check, Rocco's Pizza Place, it's not the exact name of the place, they write a check to each school's local food bank as well.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh yeah, $5 shots,
mm-hmm.
And almost 100% of that goes to either food bank in Omaha or food bank in wherever your school is from.
That's awesome.
All right. So there were 8 schools in the World Series, and the bottom 4 I'm not even going to mention because y'all need to step up. All right. So Murray State comes in at 4th as of a few hours ago. There will be an updated board probably after tonight because I can guarantee you there's a party going on at Rocco's right now. Murray State, 8,309 Jell-O shots. Coastal, who made it all the way to the championship and had fans there all the way until today, comes in at 3rd. This is as of a few hours ago, 8,947. Step it up, Coastal Carolina fans.
Yeah.
I know y'all were in the building. There was a lot of teal there.
What's going on?
All right. Arkansas, who LSU beat in the semis to get to the championship series, 9,008. Y'all should all be ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right? The LSU fan base is the most charitable fan base in the world, probably. All right? Because that's what we do. We look out for people. We're big philanthropists. All LSU fans are. All right? Dom, you want to guess where LSU was as of a few hours ago?
Oh, Lord. I have no idea.
So in 2023,
okay.
they set a like world record with 68,000 Jell-O shots. So this was a few hours ago.
They're not
up that high. But this is, I think, the last day of the Jell-O shot competition. As of a few, probably 5 or 6 hours ago now.
42.
That's a pretty good guess. 45,692. So they are 35,000 Jell-O shots ahead of the second-place team. 35,000.
Bunch of lightweights out there. What are we doing?
You know, I'm talking to you, Tabobby, if you're out there listening. You're an Arkansas person, fan, Razorback, whatever. Step it up.
I need Georgia State to get good at something so we can can go in.
I think I'm going to get season tickets to Georgia State baseball whenever they build a new stadium.
Mm-hmm. Baseball is fun. The basketball games are always really good, but love to, like, basketball is the one where we typically do really
I'm
well.
I'm also going to be at a lot of Georgia State softball games after they build their they're getting a new complex too. Yep. It's all going down right there, you know, where the green line was, where the Hank hit the 755 when our 715. But UGA just started charging for entrance to softball games this season, so I don't know that I would need to get season tickets to softball. I think it's just general admission. I don't know that for a fact. If they're going to charge, so be it. I'll give money to the softball program, but I want to take my daughter down there to some softball games. I also misspoke, and if y'all are listening down there, up there, in Murfreesboro, Nashville, the lovely couple that housed us for the last couple of days and took us out in Nashville, Amber and Tom, I actually misspoke and called Tom Rob earlier. It's Tom Fury.
Ah, okay.
Sorry about that, brother. I'm going to go back up there. We are going to go back up there, Tara and I, to get more tattoos because he did great, phenomenal work on my latest piece. And I try to stay with the same tattoo people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have three people that have done most of the work that I've got them.
Yeah.
This makes tattoo number like 13, I think. So,
if you need a good guy in Atlanta, you can talk to my dad.
Your dad does tattoos?
Yes.
Dude, you got a card? Where does he work?
He works over down near Ponce. I can send you his Instagram and
I do need a guy in Atlanta.
I got you.
Although we probably will be going up to Nashville for a couple. Dude, I got a list of things I want to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not known. I had a guy over in Smyrna when I lived there.
Mm-hmm.
I had a guy over there, and it was a mile from my house. Then I moved, and he moved to some other shop.
Yeah.
It just became too big of a drive.
Yeah, yep.
Shout out Chains, who's actually winning competitions and stuff like that now. Did a lot of work for me in early 2020 before the world fell apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad did my tattoo.
Dude, I need his info.
Yes.
So anyways, Tom Fury, badass tattooer. My bad if y'all are down up in Murfreesboro listening. You probably not, but hey, you know, I had to make things right. So, all right, Dom, let's experience the NFL. All right, so Shedeur Sanders in the last month, and this happened this past week, but we do have brand new audiences here on weekends than we do during the week. That's what they tell us. We do have a lot of people that listen like 24/7, so sorry if you've heard this a bunch of times. But so Shedeur has gotten two speeding tickets in the last month in Cleveland. His latest was like for like 102 and a 65. He was not drinking. He's not getting into automobile accidents. I don't want to bring that upon him or try to get any, like, misspeak about anything. He's simply getting pulled over for speeding. But, you know, 102 and a 65, which I've probably may or may not have done before, and you're getting caught after the first one, maybe learn kind of a small lesson from that. Now it's been two, and Shedeur doesn't really even seem like this is even kind of phasing him.
He's just a regular kid. Like, what's wrong with
him? I'm just a little boy.
He didn't do nothing wrong. I haven't seen anything wrong.
He's talking about overall in life. You know, I made some wrong choices personally, and I got to own up to him. I made some, you know, not great choices.
He's saying that because he's an accountable person.
I learned.
We're from the real people.
I learned.
Look here, man. I don't know where, if you're even going to be retained by the Cleveland Browns as they try to sort out this quarterback thing. But there's one thing that Deion Sanders and his kids have never been, and is humble the right word here? Because, look, man, you have made some bad choices. These are bad choices.
Yeah. It just, for Shedeur specifically, it's a little annoying because with everything that was going on about you with the pre-draft process and everything, you kind of need to be on the straight and narrow as much as possible. And to his credit, like, before this stuff came out, that was all that we were hearing out of Cleveland, was that it was good, that he was saying all the right things and all that stuff. And then you have this instance come up, and then it kind of seems like you're not taking it seriously. And granted, like, everyone speeds. It's like, and you are a kid. Like,
sure,
what he's saying isn't necessarily wrong, but you're not the one that should be saying it, and definitely not in that manner or tone.
After two speeding tickets, for you to just be like
super speeders, by the way.
I'm just a little boy. I didn't do anything wrong. I need to learn from my mistakes in a jokingly manner. Bro, this is why you fell to the fifth round.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
people are trying to come out and say that, oh, no, none of the stories you heard about Shadur being on the phone during interviews or answering the phone, you know, during interviews or walking out of interviews or not studying tape or plays for interviews, none of that stuff even happened. After I hear these comments, after these speeding tickets, I kind of probably think that they do. And yeah, your fall from first round to fifth round was very warranted, because if you went into NFL offices with the same I don't care attitude as you're displaying right now, it's just, it's not a good look for you or the team.
It's, yeah,
take this seriously. Yeah. Like, it's again, only a matter of time. You know, if you get pulled over speeding several times, that means you're speeding a lot. If you get pulled over speeding once in a month, that means you probably don't speed all that often. Maybe you just got caught. You know, but him getting two speeding tickets, super speeders, in a month leads me to believe that he's always
super, yeah, you're speeding, driving crazy like that all the time.
There's only a matter of time before it's going to be a wreck or it's going to be something else like that. But, dude, you're trying to be a quarterback in the NFL. You're trying to make this football team. Take life a little bit seriously.
The league has already shown you they kind of want a reason to not have you around. Don't give them extra reasons.
So Dom, I didn't realize that we didn't follow each other on Instagram. We do now.
I was going to say, I didn't know that either. That's why I looked you up. I was like, how have we not? But yes.
We are now. Oh, yeah. And do I need to give you permission to send me a message? Here, hold on. Here we go. Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool.
There we go. Now you can look at my dad's shop and all that other stuff.
Dude, that's awesome, man. Hell yeah. The Baltimore Ravens signed Jaire Alexander after he was released by the Green Bay Packers at age 28. Green Bay didn't want to pay him the money he was deserved, rightfully so. He's been hurt the last couple of years. He's healthy now. And goodness gracious alive. Jaire Alexander, Marlon Humphrey, Nate Wiggins. So you probably played Jaire Alexander and Nate Wiggins on the outside. You're going to let Marlon Humphrey patrol. He's probably going to be the best slot corner in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's already one of the best corners in the NFL.
They're building up a squad, man.
Bro, Kyle Hamilton, stud.
They drafted
Malachi Starks, too?
Dude, like, it pains me to say. Like, I hate admitting how much the Ravens are killing it right now.
Best secondary in the NFL?
Could be. I mean, I don't
see. Is there even a better 1-2 punch at corner?
Or at
than
safety.
Marlon Humphrey and Jaire Alexander? And Nate Wiggins is good, too. Not trying to take anything away from him.
I was like, you probably have the best corner and safety room. This is the best secondary in the NFL.
And look, man, Lamar Jackson and Jaire Alexander played at Louisville together for two seasons. Lamar Jackson straight up told the Ravens, hey, man, go get my guy.
Absolutely.
They went out and got his guy.
Because
guess what? Because Lamar Jackson's that dude. All right? You want to model yourself after somebody, Shedeur Sanders, make it be that guy. All right, that's where you get respect from. Lamar Jackson and the way he plays the game and the way that he carries himself outside the facilities is the reason why when Lamar Jackson says, hey, go get that guy, because he's still got a lot of gas left in the tanks, why they went and did it. Bro, the freaking Ravens, world beaters. Speaking of cornerbacks being signed by National Football League teams, Damon Arnett, who was most recently with Houston's UFL team, is now signing with the Houston Texans, has not played in the NFL for a few years, got in some trouble with smacked a girl's butt or did something like that, had to pay her a bunch of money, like $80,000. Hopefully all that stuff's behind him. Welcome back to the NFL, Damon Arnett. Speaking of girls in football, Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, I didn't even know this was a thing. There's a show on Netflix called America's Cheerleaders. About the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders?
Yes.
Is this new?
So
just release this?
So no, I think it came out like last year.
Really?
But apparently it started to go around because the documentary kind of highlighted that, like, hey, Jerry Jones is really cheap when it comes to paying the cheerleaders, apparently.
How is this not just like a league-wide thing, like they make this much money
Because not every team has cheerleaders. Like the cheerleaders aren't really officially like a part of the NFL, like they're kind of a part of the team, but more so like an add-on. They're not really like an official NFL associate, I would assume.
Union up, cheerleaders. So they were making $200 a game.
Yeah, they were making like $15 an hour.
They very recently got a pay raise to $400 a game. Then this documentary, America's Cheerleaders, comes out, And apparently inside the documentary, they give light or shed some light on this big legal issue or legal. There was the cheerleaders basically sued. I don't know if it was the NFL they were suing.
Yeah.
For a bunch of money. But they got like $30 million.
Yeah, they got a ton out of it and like fixed like their wage and pay and stuff like that.
So now they are getting paid $1,600 a game after this documentary sheds light on this lawsuit and everything. And because of the lawsuit is the reason why they got the big raise, yep. Not because of the documentary. But yeah. $1,600 a game from $2,000, which was just being paid to them like 3 years ago.
That's a nice, that's a pretty nice come up.
I mean, that's still over whatever 1,600 times 17 is, so it's not a lot, but... And I've known that cheerleaders didn't make a whole lot of money. You know, I don't know how much Falcons cheerleaders make or their dancers or whatever. But I would have thought they were kind of like maybe unionized or something. Maybe they should. Stop mistreating those girls.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Like I said, I think it's just because it's a per team thing of whether or not you have cheerleaders or not officially a part of, like, associated with the club. So.
All right, well, we had some audio that we were going to play for you. Didn't even get to but one cut of it. So maybe we will after. We also had, so I was wanting to go over with you, Dom. So ESPN released this list. We may get to it by the end of the show. May start off Ask Each Other Anything with it. But by the way, Ask Each Other Anything is coming at the end of the hour at 8:40. So if you got any questions for Dom or myself about any topic, 404-726-0929, you can hit us up there or on the text line. The NFL released their all quarter century teams. That's the best possible team for the last 25 years. I don't know if I agree with this with their list entirely. But we're out of time in this segment, so I'm not sure when we're going to talk about it. The Weekly Rewind is next. That's what we're going to talk about next. We'll be right back. Bo Johnson Experience on Sports Radio 99.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome back to the Bo Johnson Experience, where bodies are hitting the floor all over the place. Before we get to the weekly rewind, I assume that everyone saw that. Oh, and Rusty, 404-726-0929, that's the number. Texas, call us at 8:40, the next segment, the last segment of the show, Ask Each Other Anything. Ask us any question about any topic that you want. You can text us, you can call us. Rusty, I got your question, but since it's a question, I'm going to save it for the next one. It's about tattoos, and it's a fun one. But I assume that everybody saw that Joey Chestnut is officially going to be back in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Hell yeah.
On July 4th. Do you watch that?
It is my guilty pleasure. It is something that, like, at first when I first heard about it and I saw it the first time, I was like, this is gross. But I don't know. I think it is Joey and, like, his personality and, like, how he's kind of, like, endeared me to it where, like, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, like, I could get down with it. So I typically watch every year.
So
now.
He went to Omaha this past week and Cane's. There is a Cane's on Broadway in Nashville and it's like three stories. So Cane's, always up in the middle of everything as they deserve to be, best chicken fingers in the world, had like a chicken finger eating contest, and Joey Chestnut was there, and Drewski, and Livy Dunn, and you should see the way these normal people
how they look
are
at
looking
him.
At this cat as he's just wolfing down freaking chicken fingers. Oh my goodness gracious. Livy Dunn is just taken aback. Like, she's never seen this guy
yes.
shove food in his face before. So if there were one food, Dom, that you were to enter a food-eating contest for that you actually think you may be able to win, what food would that be?
Oh, this one actually is very easy for me because it's my favorite food, and that's sushi. Because it's in very small portions, so I can grab handfuls of it at a time. I can throw it down. I can eat sushi every day, never get tired of it.
I love sushi as well.
So I can definitely do sushi. Really, any type of, like, seafood I'm probably down for, especially, like, when they're quick and easy that you can put down. Like, when you have larger foods, I feel like that's when it kind of gets a little tricky. And also, like, I don't like the hot dogs and stuff. The only reason I can't do hot dogs is because, like, they like, dip it in the water and stuff to make it soft, like the bread and all that.
But then the water makes bread expand in your stomach. I don't see how they do it. Yeah, I guess the bread doesn't make the hot dog bun. I mean, the bread doesn't expand until several hours later.
Yeah, that's always the curious thing for me is how is everyone feeling like 45 minutes to an hour after the contest?
And he had almost retired a couple years ago because of health reasons. So I guess maybe he went to the doctor and it checked out. I honestly believe that I could win a crawfish eating contest right now today versus
that's
anybody that wants to compete
that's a good one.
In a crawfish eating contest. If there were one in Atlanta, I think I could enter it and win it. And I don't think I would have a whole lot of competition there. I've just got eating crawfish down to a science. It's very efficient. I don't do a whole lot of peeling. It's mostly just sucking the meat right out of the body. You know, if I'm at a contest, I'm probably not going to suck the head too, but the heads were all adjusted. Suck the heads too. There's juice in there. It's all the good stuff, man. I do all the crawfish eating things. But yeah, I think I could win a crawfish eating. I would like to go up against Joey Chestnut in a crawfish eating contest. It would not surprise me if this cat, like, just took half the crawfish down,
just
tail
ate
and
them
all.
Whole. Yeah, just ate them whole.
Like, because you pull the meat out of the body, but you still got to take the tail shell.
Yeah,
off.
You still got
to. Wouldn't surprise
pull, yeah.
me if this guy, just, of course, his insides would be all sliced up from doing that. Though.
Hey, his insides are probably used to it. He's got
God.
A stomach of steel.
Can you imagine the lining of this guy's stomach?
I was gonna say just and for how long he's been doing this, and like also that's the thing too. It's not just the Nathan's. Like he does all of the other competitions. He has a whole bunch of other records that
yeah.
I like. He has like a record for like eating the most Twinkies.
A lot of
like, it's
records
a bunch
of
crazy
stuff.
Ones. Yeah.
Man, all right. Well, that's enough about gorging yourself with food. Let's hit the weekly rewind. So in case you missed it, Louisiana State University won their eighth, count them, eighth national championship of baseball. Here's how the final two outs sounded.
This could be two and the game. Dickinson, Milam, and that's it. Tiger Town is title town again as the boys bring the eighth World Series title back to the Bayou.
In the last 40 years, LSU has been in the Men's College World Series 20 times. Now, this is just being one of the eight teams that make it into the actual College World Series. 50% of the seasons in the last 40 years, they have made it to the World Series. They won eight, which is, I don't know, 20%?
Something what like is that? 8 of 40?
Yeah.
8 of, what, that's 2 out of 20? 10% or something like that. Or, no, 20, something, 20, something like that. Close, yeah.
I was told there would be no math. Braves fall to the Marlins. The series streak, the series winning streak is over. They won 3 series in a row, if I'm not mistaken. Had just come off sweeping the Mets. Lose on Friday, kick the Marlins' ass on Saturday, get beat by the Marlins on Sunday. That's a pretty big deal in itself, but I think the bigger deal of the weekend to come out, Chris Sale placed on the IL with fractured ribs. Could be rib, could be ribs. We do not know that much information yet. All we know is that Chris Sale is probably going to be out for about a month or more. He will not be allowed to throw baseballs until the ribs are healed, so keep that in mind. He's going to have to get back into pitching shape after the ribs heal. This all came from a play that he made. It was in the ninth, if I'm not mistaken. Last Wednesday, he pitched an absolute gem, 8 1/3. Almost closed the game out. A lot of base runner in the ninth. He was at 116 pitches. He should have been pulled. Now people are going to, you know, cry that he should have been pulled before then, because how'd you know he's going to, whatever. I don't want to hear from the people that think he shouldn't have been diving on the ground making a play. I don't want to hear from the people that say he shouldn't have been in the baseball game. Snit was going to give him every opportunity that he could to close out that baseball game. That was the first out, if I'm not mistaken, in the ninth. The next hitter comes up, gets on base. They pull him. That's how it was going to go. Anyways, Braves head to New York. Got 4 versus the Mets, and then they come home for 4 versus the Phillies. We got to win. How many is that? 4, 5, 6, 7 games? You got to win 5 of them. You know, it's all said and done. You got to win 5 of them. The Mets and Phillies are tied. At least the Phillies tied the Mets in the division over the weekend. So take 3 from one team, 4 from another. 4 from one team, you can't take 4 from the Phillies. But you got to win 7 of them, or 5 of them, whatever. So Team USA released the starting lineup for their team that will be entered into the World Baseball Classic in 2026. Dom, do you think you can find, while I'm going through this lineup, I have in my Vox Pro folder, I have it as a hotkey, I think, but I do have it in my, I have the way that the 2023 World Baseball Classic ended. It was with the two best players in the world who were teammates. It's Ohtani and Trout. I have it in there somewhere. If you can find that, just give me a little wave or something. Because I want to play it, because I was talking to Tara about this over the weekend while we were partying up in Nashville. Not partying up. We don't really party up. We were having cocktails. We had one cocktail at like 6 different bars. That's how you do it. About how much I love the World Baseball Classic. You go all the way back to 2017 with Adam Jones robbing Manny Machado when the U.S. faced Dominican Republic in the semifinals for the U.S. to go on to the finals. If I'm not mistaken, that was against Japan. Then most recently in 2023, USA and Japan in the finals, and the World Baseball Classic ends with Shohei Ohtani striking out Mike Trout. They were both on the Angels at the time. High drama. We already know that Mark DeRosa is going to be the El Capitan for the Team USA. Andrew Jones is going to be the head coach of the team from the Netherlands. Yadi Molina is going to be the head coach again for Team Puerto Rico. Listen to this 1-9 that USA is going to roll out there. Trey Turner leading off at shortstop. Bobby Witt Jr. hitting second and moving over to third base. Aaron Judge playing right field, hitting third. Bryce Harper playing first base and hitting fourth. Mike Trout hitting fifth and being the designated hitter. Kyle Tucker playing left field, batting sixth. Mookie Betts playing second base and batting seventh. Cal Raleigh, who's got 30 freaking home runs on the season and nobody's talking about it because he plays for the Seattle baseball team, Seattle Mariners. Catching and hitting eighth. And then Corbin Carroll, one of the best young players in the league, hitting ninth and playing center field. How about that for a lineup flipper? The entire roster is out there somewhere, but goodness gracious alive. If I'm the world, I'm worried. Not going to lie. Now look, Team Japan's going to be absolutely stacked too. They always are. The Dominican Republic team is always stacked. Going to be led again by Manny Machado, I'm sure. It's going to be fun. Happens next year. It's during spring training. The sites have been revealed also. I know Miami is one. I think they're going to be playing in Arizona. There's a couple other ones. Atlanta is not one. I would love for there to be some World Baseball Classic action at Truist Park. So there was a kerfuffle between the Dodgers and the Padres this week. Fernando Tatis gets beamed. Bases, the dugout's clear. Dave Roberts and the coach for the Padres get into it. There's pushing and shoving going on. Several players, both coaches get suspended 2 games. Several players got suspended. Then Shohei Ohtani gets hit. He pretty much just waves off the bench. Don't come out. Don't come out. I'm good. Then he walks over to the San Diego Padres dugout. No idea what he says, but he's being and playing ultimate peacemaker. And if I had to guess, he goes over there and he says something like, "Hey, man, let's all get along. Let's play baseball. Let's stop this kiddie foolishness before somebody really gets hurt." Shohei Ohtani being peacemaker. Now, this kerfuffle to me was not the biggest thing that happened in this game. For the sake that nobody was really hurt, there were suspensions. But the biggest thing that happened in this game to me happened in the fourth inning. When we almost had an immaculate inning happen, and it went down like this.
Here's the 0-2. It is! Oh, no! Marvin Hudson cost him an immaculate inning.
I mean, that's not even close. That is... Wow.
Marvin!
I mean, that wasn't even borderline or anything. I mean, that was borderline middle-middle.
Can we get ABS on loan for the night from AAA?
Goodness.
So, this pitch that was called a ball was about 6 inches right above the dead center of the strike zone and was called a ball. It was right in the middle. If you take the center of the strike zone and the top of the strike zone, it was like right in the middle. But it was right down the middle part of the plate. It wasn't left or right. It was right down the center, high middle. Called a ball.
The funny thing
ruined what would have been an immaculate inning, which is throwing 9 pitches and getting 9 strikeouts.
Yeah, I was going to say, the funny thing is Grant was talking about this in his show, and he brought up how what the ABS was, or basically like what other pitches get called, or how many strikes get called for this specific pitch in like this specific space. And it was like 99 times out of 100 that pitch gets called a strike.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto was the pitcher of record. Comes a strike away. Now, while your bat's on the shoulder, I'm not even sure who it was that was hitting. While your bat's on the shoulder for that pitch, you don't see many baseballs. I would think, Dom, that this may be the only pitch thrown in that location that's ever been called a ball.
Yeah.
It has to be – what did you say the number was? 99.99 something?
It was 99 times out of 100 that pitch gets called a strike.
Bro, so bad. So bad. Now, look, I have a budding superstar catcher and my daughter. She plays softball. So I watch a lot of catching videos because I want to make her better at pitch framing. Had that ball been framed right, and the ball high in the strike zone is hard to frame because the right way to frame a pitch is to bring the mitt into the strike zone as opposed to it going out and coming back in. All right, to frame a high pitch, you got to bring the mitt above the ball and catch it into the strike zone as opposed to going up and bringing your mitt back down. They call that bouncing. That ball wasn't framed correctly, but it was so close to it. It was just so much a strike that it didn't even freaking shouldn't have mattered. Come on, man. All right, so 404-726-0929. That's the number. If you want to call us and ask us any question about anything whatsoever, Dom or myself, by all means, please do. You can also hit us on the text line with the same number. It's Ask Each Other Anything. It's our last segment. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome back to the Bo Johnson Experience. It is time to ask each other anything. We've got a few questions on the text line. Most of them from the 678 and our guy Rusty, but if he wants to send us a few questions, he can send us a few questions. A quick update, because I don't have a TV in here on ESPN and I ran out of time in the last break changing it. We're tied up in the second quarter of Game 7, Pacers Thunder. Going to come down to it. I don't know that that point spread's going to be matched or beaten. It was Thunder. It was Pacers by 7.5 is what I said, I think, in the first segment. I don't know if that's going to be covered. This may be a 1-point, 2-point game. Now it's 26-25, and I'm just looking at my app, looking at this. So we will find out. High drama coming your way in about an hour as we get closer to the end of this Game 7 in the Association's Championship Series. They call it the NBA Finals. Ask each other anything. 404-726-0929. You can call us. You can text us. We got a couple here from Rusty. So, he heard us talking about tattoos.
Okay.
So what was your first tattoo and how old were you when you got it? Dom, did your dad do your first tattoo? How many do you have?
So I only have one as of right now. So yes, my dad did my first and only.
Was it when you turned 18?
No, I got my tattoo when I was, I was maybe 22?
All right.
23-ish, something around there. Yeah. That sounds about right.
Early 20s.
Yeah.
So I think I was 18, and I went and got a tattoo as soon as I could. Mm-hmm. My very first, and I think I got two when I was 18, and then I just randomly got tattoos throughout the rest
from there.
So funny story, my friends and I, so I was in high school in the 90s, all right? The best 1-2 punch of albums being released in consecutive years, as far as I'm concerned, were The Chronic in 92 and Doggy Style in 93. Mm-hmm. And that's in ever.
Yeah.
All right. So that's where I was. 90s hip hop. So me and my friends pretty much listened to those two CDs all the time. I'll listen to a lot of the Brat too. Funkified got played a lot in my Volkswagen as me and my friends were riding around doing things. So we decided to call ourselves the Dog Pound. After the Dog Pound.
Of course. Naturally.
So a couple of us, after we turned 18, thought it'd be pretty cool. We're going to go get dog paw tattoos. So I have a quarter-sized ish, maybe a half dollar sized dog paw tattoo right here on my right pec. Still there. I will never get it covered up.
Nice.
I will live with it for the rest of my life because that was a huge part of phase in my life.
Absolutely.
I was
sure.
Freaking, you know, in my late teens, early 20s, dog pound. One of my best friends, little brother, his group of friends were only 2 years younger than us, so we called them the puppy pound. We're a whole thing, man, getting in trouble, drinking, fighting people, doing stupid stuff.
Doing what
that
kids
was a huge part of my life. Yeah, well, I don't know if you're supposed to do some of the stuff we did. But yeah,
you're supposed to get in
you're
a little trouble.
Kids. You are, yeah. So there's that. Dog paw. I started this part of, I have like a Joker kind of not, I've added to it over the years, a Batman kind of half sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
The first part of that, which was the Joker's kind of head just floating on my left shoulder, I think I got that when I was 18, too.
Okay.
Not 100% sure. So let's see. Rather go on Family Feud or Price is Right?
Ooh, Family Feud for me. I'm Family Feud fanatic. I love Family Feud.
So I agree. I am going to also say Family Feud. I don't know that. Now, see, I can't speak for my family, but I have a pretty intelligent family. I would probably be pretty selective in which family members that went on, but I think that me and my family can make a pretty good run at Family Feud. I actually love Family Feud. I'm with you. Family Feud is one of the best game shows. I love Jeopardy too.
Jeopardy's good.
But I'm more of a Celebrity Jeopardy type of guy. So I would probably never go on Celebrity Jeopardy because I'm not a celebrity. Now, I may be more of a celebrity than some of the guys that are on Celebrity Jeopardy because I've never heard of some of these cats.
Yeah.
But what Tara and I found out last weekend, we were watching Celebrity Jeopardy and Jeopardy All-Stars or whatever. Bro. Those Jeopardy All-Stars questions of like the really smart Jeopardy people, I can't hang with any of those. But the Celebrity Jeopardy questions that are a little, you know.
Yeah, a little easier. Yeah.
Difficult.
Less niche.
Yeah, man. Bring those on.
Yeah, for
sure. I answered a lot of those, and I think that my family and I could do very well in Celebrity Jeopardy.
So if you're putting together your Family Feud team, who are you bringing?
Oh, man. So how much of your family do you get to bring?
You get five people. So you have yourself, and then there's four other members.
And how many of my family are listening right now?
That's a great question.
So, man. And how many? Yeah. See, I don't know. I don't know that I don't know, man.
See,
that's a good question.
I was going to say, I've got my squad because I've thought about this question a lot. Because I think you need to have a good balance of people that, one, are good guessers, have common sense, but then you also need, like, one person who just, like, will say the one off-the-wall answer or, like, the random answer that no one else thought of. So, like, for me, obviously I've got me. I'm definitely doing my mom and my dad. I'm probably doing my Aunt Kendall. And then my last parent would probably be my grandfather on my dad's side, Edmund, just because he's just a bank of
and see this
insane
is
knowledge
this is Family
facts.
Feud here. So my mom and my dad are both in their 80s.
Mm-hmm.
My mom would be the one that would come first that I would think would be on my team, but in the style of Family Feud as to like how many people answered this about these questions, I don't know how well she would do.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You got to think of someone who understands how to play the game. It's not necessarily what you think is the right answer. What do you think the majority of people would have said?
And I don't want to, you know, my sister, you know, has college education. She's a couple years older than I am. She'd probably do pretty good. But then, so I have Tara, who's pretty smart, not super great at like trivia, but I think at Family Feud,
because
she's a highly intelligent person. She's a life-saving nurse. And then I would probably take the three eldest of the four daughters that we all have, with Juice not making the cut. She's only 11, and I don't think
fair.
She's old enough to play.
Yeah, fair.
But I think, though, with Isabella, Mackenzie, and Caitlin, we could probably rock some stuff in Family Feud.
Yeah.
One's graduated college.
Okay,
and in a post-college, what do you call it? Program right now at LSU.
Oh, graduate program.
Yeah, that. One of them's a student at UGA right now. Super smart. She's a biology major. So my two oldest are both biology majors.
Okay, yeah. Definitely want them on the team.
Tara's daughter, Caitlin, is in high school right now. Makes great grades. Also an athlete. And she knows a bunch about, you know, pop culture and stuff.
Yeah, she'd be good being young.
And she would be, that would be a very important, she's 16, about to turn 17. So any question about anything,
she'll be able to ground everybody.
She would know all the stuff the kids are doing these days that I have nothing of no knowledge about. She would, and I think that we'd be a pretty formidable team there, though. So there we go. Here's another one. Favorite Gatorade flavor. I remember when Gatorade came in a glass bottle. I do, too. I also remember when Gatorade came in a glass bottle. And let me know before you answer that question. So Gatorade now sells remixes. I think it's called a remix.
Okay.
But they're taking Gatorade flavors,
mm-hmm.
and they're mixing them.
Oh, okay.
So I would have a toss-up. I'm a classic Gatorade flavor guy. And
same.
It would be a toss-up between orange and lemon lime.
So I'm the same. I'm classic. I love lemon lime. I am kind of partial to the white one, the Glacier Cherry or whatever.
The Glacier Freeze?
Yeah,
the Glacier Freeze. Which is white, but it's cherry?
Yeah, it's white, but it's cherry. I like that one a lot, too. Those are probably my two favorites.
So my two favorite that would be a toss-up between would be lemon lime, orange. There is a remix flavor that is lemon lime and orange.
Mm.
And it's lemon lime and orange Gatorade mixed together in one bottle. It's phenomenal. It's great.
See, I haven't had any of these remixes.
Just discovered these like 2 weeks ago after some like softball practice or, you know, a game or something like that. Olivia and I went into a store and we're like, oh my God, what is this?
Yeah.
Gatorade's mixing their flavors.
I've never
even
thought to do
that. Some of them are kind of like abominations. Like, that does not even, like Tropical Punch and the blue flavor just does not sound good at all to me.
Underrated flavor. And I'm going to catch a lot of heat for this because there are some people that aren't going to like it. The lime cucumber one that they have like
a lime cucumber Gatorade.
They have like a lime cucumber flavor of the Gatorade. It's not bad. Like, I actually really enjoy it. It's really refreshing. I like to make it a little caliente and throw some tahini in it because you got the cucumber and the lime. Oh.
And this is Gatorade you're talking about?
Yes, yes.
Dom just gave the chef's kiss to a Gatorade flavor, and it's not lemon lime or orange. Which is kind of crazy. I don't know, man. The whole cucumber thing, it's just, I'm with you with having to spice it up because I think the whole cucumber flavored stuff thing is really weird to me.
It can,
cucumbers don't have, like, cucumber flavored stuff isn't that great to me.
Mm-hmm. It needs to be paired with something else.
I kind of don't understand the whole cucumber flavored thing. It's a very kind of just.
It started off with like the whole detox water stuff when everyone was just like, oh, you put some cucumbers and lemons in the water or cucumber and mint and stuff
cucumber
like that.
Cucumber and lemon would not be bad.
Yeah. Cucumber and lemon.
Huh.
I'm telling you, if you find the cucumber, let me make sure what that flavor is. Let me make sure I'm saying it correct. But it's like cucumber and like melon or something like that. It's very good.
I've just never seen cucumber flavored Gatorade. But either way. All right, Dom. Wait, I had one. If you could make the ultimate sandwich, what would be on it?
Ooh, the ultimate sandwich. Well,
I've got a follow-up to this off of something we were talking about in the steakhouse this week, too.
So I guess it's not necessarily an ultimate sandwich. It's just what is my favorite sandwich.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
A Reuben.
Oh, okay.
I love a Reuben, specifically the way that I like to get it. I like what some people call it as a New Yorker style. So you do, instead of it all being the corned beef, it's corned beef and pastrami.
Right.
So I kind of mix them together there with the meats. And then classic other stuff, a whole lot of sauerkraut, please. Load it up with sauerkraut.
Doesn't Reuben have something like coleslaw on it too or something?
Yeah, so
like
that's the sauerkraut. You got the sauerkraut
so
that goes
white.
On there. Yeah.
Is it mayonnaise-y? I think that's. I've never tried a Reuben before
my
life.
So sauerkraut is basically, it's just like fermented cabbage, essentially. But you put it on there, and I wish you all could have seen Bo's face when I said fermented cabbage and how like his whole demeanor just dropped.
I understand what fermented cabbage is because I've had that on other sandwiches, but coleslaw is a version of that, and has like mayonnaise-y nastiness.
So no, there's no mayonnaise in a Reuben. No.
You're sure about this? And you've made this sauerkraut that goes in a Reuben? All right, I need to try a Reuben then.
Sauerkraut doesn't have mayonnaise.
I was very late to the Reuben party.
You will have like Thousand Island dressing or Russian dressing, depending on how you like it,
mayonnaise.
And then you have like Swiss
there
cheese
it,
and stuff.
There it is,
so
right
that's probably
there.
What
that's
you're
what
looking
it was.
At.
It was the sauce.
Yeah,
I could probably leave Thousand Island off of it.
Yeah,
though.
You can leave the Thousand Island off if you want, but just
mayonnaise, pickles, ketchup, or is pretty much what Thousand Island dressing is.
Mm.
Worcestershire, I think we threw some Worcestershire in it back in the day. We used to make it at the restaurant that I worked for.
Okay.
So, all right, on top of that, Build your perfect hot dog.
Perfect hot dog. I like a chili cheese dog. It don't get much
just
better.
Chili
than
and
that.
Cheese.
Just give me a nice burnt hot dog, chili cheese. I'm happy.
So, I'm pretty sure this started out in the steakhouse, but it found its way all the way up to either Dukes and Bill or Chris Thomas's show. And you may have even been some, or maybe it started with Chris Thomas. Somehow or another, it came out that Chris Thomas puts ketchup on a chili dog.
Yes, that was on his show.
That might have been y'all together.
Yeah, it was. I gave him a little bit of a lashing for that because, bro, no.
That's awful. No. That's just gross.
No. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Like, ketchup and chili? Now, chili does have tomatoes in it, but you don't put ketchup on anything that has chili on it.
No, that... it.
Chili?
It's one
cheese,
or the other.
Onions, jalapeno is the perfect chili dog. But, dude, onions,
jalapenos,
mustard, jalapenos, that's where it needs to be. As far as a sandwich goes, yeah, give me some turkey and a lot of mustard and a lot of cheese and some bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't need lettuce. I'll put some tomato on there. Lettuce, man, lettuce is way overrated, like the most overrated vegetable that's ever existed.
It's just kind of there for the crunch. It doesn't really add
anything.
It's a
filler, and a lot of times it doesn't even crunch, though.
Yeah, that is true. That is true, depending on the
type of piece. You know, if you have, like, a nice butt part of a piece of romaine, maybe it crunches.
You get a good crunch, but
outside
of that, it's just leaves.
Romaine and arugula actually offer something to you that's some health benefits.
Yeah.
But like, romaine,
iceberg,
like,
lettuce,
iceberg lettuce
is literally like
water.
Eating air.
Yeah.
It does nothing for
you. It just takes up space. Like, nacho. Who put lettuce on nachos? Stop. You're putting lettuce on my nachos to make them look bigger. I see through you.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, goodness. All right. What name did you give your favorite toy or stuffed animal when you were a kid?
Ooh, my favorite toy or stuffed animal. Ooh, that's a great question.
Gotta circle back to that one.
I'm trying to think. Because I didn't have a ton of, like, stuffed animals growing up. I had toys, but, like, a lot of my toys were, like, Spider-Man or, like, Hulk stuff. So, like, I just called them by their name. Yeah, I'm drawing a blank. Maybe I had, like, some Bionicles that I put together where maybe I named them something.
I was the same. I played with boy, like, you know, like, toys. Like, Ninja Turtles and Transformers and G.I.
So, like,
Joes.
They had
all
a name
had
already.
Their names incorporated. So, I didn't have many stuffed animals, but I had a pillow. It was a tiny little pillow, and it was always cold, so I loved sleeping with it. And guess what I called it? Check this out. Little Pillow.
Little Pillow.
Thank you for the text. Thank you, Dom. Phenomenal job as always. I'm back on the Sunday of All-Star Weekend at like 6 o'clock or something like that. Thank you all for listening. This has been the Bo Johnson Experience. Go Tigers.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.